Welcome to the consequences of spending the last 8 years calling white people racist. All I've heard over the last couple of days from left-wing statists, which are virtually all the people I know personally here in the People's Republic of Colorado, the People's Republic of Fort Collins, excruciatingly, painfully left-wing statist. The one thing I keep hearing them say is, I don't understand how this could happen. Now, I could interpret this literally and say, well, do you not understand that you have this thing called a government? And every 4 years, there's a presidential election, and people go out and they do this popularity contest, and then there's this decision by electoral, and then somebody becomes the president. For over 200 years, every 4 years, there's been a presidential election every 4 years, and every 4 years, one particular person wins that election and other people lose it. How can you be unable to understand that? And if you don't understand that, why should you be allowed to vote? Now, of course, what they really mean is they don't understand how Donald Trump could win. They don't understand how something could happen in the cosmos which they don't approve of. They don't understand how something could happen that makes them experience emotional discomfort. Because the traits of a left-wing statist are they are lazy and they are terrified of experiencing any form of discomfort, emotional or physical. That's why they're lazy, right? Because getting up and doing something would require work. Doing work would cause you physical discomfort. That's why you need immigrants. That's why all throughout the election you heard the left-wing statists saying, well, we need immigrants to come to this country to do jobs Americans won't do. Right, because you left-wing statists, you're not going to go out and mow your own lawn. You're not going to empty the trash. You need brown and black people to come here and do those things for you. Because you're too fucking lazy to use a leaf blower on your own goddamn lawn. Donald Trump got elected for lots of reasons. I talk about this all the time. Very seldom is there one reason that something happens. That, again, that's the simplistic statist view. A equals B leads to C, right? The government raises taxes, rich people pay more taxes. The government passes Obamacare. People get help. You people think that the world works like that. Because you don't understand everything that happens has a whole range of causes and a whole range of consequences. Ultimately, the greatest reason why Donald Trump got elected was simply this. Donald Trump is the consequences of 8 years of white people being called racist. 8 years of men being called rapist. 8 years of racist, sexist, homophobic. 8 years of the GLBT KKK. 8 years of internet censorship. 8 years of Google fudging search results. 8 years of social media censoring. 8 years of me not doing vocal warm-ups before a podcast. 8 years of social media, YouTube, Facebook, censoring right-wing conservatives. 8 years of social justice warriors. 8 years of protesters screaming in people's faces. 8 years of feminism. Donald Trump is the consequences of your behavior. And this is what you, as a left-wing statist, as a person who is stupid, and as a person who is lazy, cannot understand. According to the information I found on the internet, and I used Google, so it must be true, because Google would never censor information. And there's, of course, your vote doesn't count because there's all these various numbers that don't match up. But apparently the cunt, Hillary Clinton, got 60,556,142 popular votes. Now, this is 9 million fewer votes than Hussein Obama got in his first election, and almost 6 million fewer votes than Obama got in his second election. There are far more Democrat voters, because those votes didn't go to Donald Trump. Trump's numbers, based on the data I've seen, are pretty much about the same as the Republicans got in those races. More people, despite what the shitlords and the alt-right would like to think, more people did not come out and vote for Donald Trump than voted for any Republican before Donald Trump, not in any significant number. But there is a significant number of left-wing statists who didn't show up to vote for Hillary Clinton. Why is that? Is it because you were too lazy to go vote? Is it because the DNC, Ron Paul, Bernie Sanders, did the Bernie Sanders voters really stay home? Did they really sit it out? Did the Bernie Sanders, and I don't know, we'll never really know. That's the thing about it. There's no way to truly know why 9 million Democrats did not go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. Many people think the significance of this election is that Donald Trump won. And Donald Trump did win, and you're going to have to deal with it. And Donald Trump is the consequences of you. Donald Trump is the consequences of left-wing statism. The consequences of your hatred, and the consequences of your stupidity, and the consequences of your laziness. Your hatred for heterosexual white men with jobs, your stupidity in thinking that Hillary Clinton could win, your stupidity in fucking over Bernie Sanders, whom I completely disagree with. But as I've said before, if Bernie Sanders was the person that the Democrat voters wanted, that's who they should have got. Not your fucking anointed cunt. You fucked your own base over. You fucked your own people over. And then the laziness. The laziness of these 9 million people who didn't even get off their ass and vote for Hillary Clinton. I saw on Twitter, somebody did the screenshot thing, some fucking Twitter fairy posted this tweet about, oh my God, Trump is president, how could this happen? And then this person posted a picture of this fairy's earlier tweet in which the fairy had a picture of the fairy's ballot, and you will be seeing my pictures of my ballot with the vote for Donald Trump. The fairy on his, her, its, their ballot wrote in something like Tinkerbell for president instead of voting for Hillary Clinton. That's how it happened. Because you left-wing statists are so arrogant and you're so stupid that it's simply inconceivable to you that a Democrat might not be president, especially the millennials. I mean, the people I know who are 19, 20, 21, the trauma, the shit that I'm hearing. Oh, girl, women and minorities, we need to be so afraid. Because your entire, your whole 20 fucking years of life experience. Again, sorry, guys, if we're going to have democracy, and we shouldn't, but if there's going to be democracy, I understand why the voting age was set at 18 back when the Constitution was written. Because 200 years ago, an 18-year-old person had to be mature and competent and be able to provide for themselves. Nowadays, people are 25 years old and still parasites on their parents, still living at home. You know what needs to be adjusted for inflation instead of the minimum wage? You know what needs to be adjusted for inflation? Is the voting age. I'm 100% sure you should not be allowed to vote until you're 25 years old. 20-year-old children, they are still just emotionally and intellectually retarded. A 20-year-old today is intellectually equivalent to a 10-year-old 200 years ago. This running around and this hand-waving and these tears and these fits and convulsions. How could this happen? It happened because between 8 years of shitting on white people and fucking over Bernie Sanders and implementing speech codes and internet censorship and embarrassing yourself in public with your behavior. All of these things and others, many, many more, have all accumulated. And running a person for president whose sole qualification is she has a vagina. And an entire campaign of just screaming racist, sexist, homophobic of everyone who isn't willing to vote for Hillary Clinton. And I said this before, earlier podcast, I'm going to say it again. This, for me personally, when Obama ran, I knew people, I still know them, who voted for Obama. In the Obama elections, I did not vote for president because I wasn't going to vote for Obama, and there's absolutely no way I was going to vote for that idiot McSame or Mitzi Romsey or whoever he was. I sat that one out. And the Obama voters were fanatical, and they thought he was the Messiah, and he was good, but they were nowhere near the level of the Clinton voters in expressing how spoiled they are, how hateful they are of anyone who's different than them. I mean, I didn't dissolve any friendships over voting for Obama. This time around, I mean, you people are fucking insufferable. You are so fucking entitled. You're just so in disbelief. And for 8 years, you've called white people racist. And the consequences are Donald Trump. And what are you doing? You're just doubling. It's like the book, Social Justice Warriors Always Lie by Vox Day. One of his rules is social justice warriors always double down. What are you doing? Well, you're doubling down. After 8 years of calling white people racist, well, why did Donald Trump win? Because white people are racist. That's why. It's all racism. It's racism all the way down. Donald Trump is absolutely the consequence of racism. Donald Trump is the consequence of you screaming racism every time anything has happened to you in your life for the last 8 years that has caused you discomfort. Is Donald Trump the Messiah? Is Donald Trump going to make America great? Is Donald Trump going to drain the swamp? Is Donald Trump going to reduce the size of government? Is Donald Trump going to make anything better? Of course not. But none of that matters to me because I am overjoyed that Donald Trump has won the presidency. More importantly, I'm overjoyed that that filthy, nasty cunt Hillary Clinton has been denied. And again, those of you, I mean, my God, I really thought when I saw Obama, right, the first clean, articulate black man the Democrats could ever find, and I'm looking at this guy, has no qualifications, and he's just, okay, but my God, at least Hussein Obama has some level of charisma. I mean, I could understand when he goes out and talks, I can understand why people would go, you know, he's okay. I mean, I gotta vote for this guy. He's got some ideas. I mean, Hillary Clinton. This woman has this history, which is publicly known to everyone on the planet. All these people around her and Bill died mysteriously, right? She defended that guy who raped a fucking child, and she knew he did it. Right, all the fucking financial scandals she's been in, her husband rape, all being accused of rape by all these women, the Clintons leaving the White House and looting the place on the way out, all her fuck-ups as Secretary of State, her not being smart enough to know how to use email, her being stupid enough to write things in email, and the whole Democratic, Democratic Party, right? The whole email that was leaked where they're going, yes, we're going to fuck over Bernie Sanders. Here's how. Yes, we're going to write the questions for the presidential. I mean, the fact that these people were stupid enough to put that in an email and send it across the internet because they think your email is secure, that like nobody can read your email but you. I mean, you don't send an email to another person saying you committed a crime. I mean, fucking Christ. Hillary Clinton is just devoid of any intelligence. And yet, 60 million of you, which is 9 million less than showed up for Obama, 60 million of you were still so fucking stupid that you voted for her. And you're saying, how could Donald Trump win? I mean, it's just like with Republicans running Mitt Romney against Hussein Obama. For the Republicans who are saying, going, God, I don't understand how Obama won a second term. Are you truly that stupid? I mean, my God, even the Republicans were against Donald Trump. Everybody on the fucking planet Earth. Every corporation, all of the media, fucking all of the social media engaged in censorship against Donald Trump in behalf of Hillary Clinton. Google did censorship for Hillary Clinton. And you still lost. People say, oh, but Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote. He only won. And here we go again with the Electoral College. Okay. Obama has been the president for 8 years. You had 8 years to do something about the Electoral College. Did you do anything about it? No. Why? Because you're lazy. Because that's the hallmark of left-wing statism. You're lazy. You're not going to get off your ass and solve the problem of the Electoral College, which you don't understand why it's there, and I don't have time to explain it to you. But the point is, from your perspective, it's a problem. Okay? You had 8 fucking years to try to fix that problem. Did you put any effort into that at all? Any? No, because you're fucking lazy. Because you thought, as honestly, I said it on this podcast, over and over again, I've said what I'm about to say. You, just like me, you thought there would never be another Republican president. You thought that social justice warriorism had so infected the population of the United States that it was impossible for a Republican to get elected. I also thought that. And I still think that. Here, I mean, it's, guys, listen to me. I know you're stupid. There's 9 million people who did not show up to vote for the cunt. That ultimately is why Trump, I was trying to remember his name, Trump won the election. It's not because white men are racist, sexist, and homophobic. Even, you know, ultimately, even though I just said this is, well, no, this is the consequences of you screaming racism at white people. But you calling white people racist, sexist, and homophobic isn't the reason Trump won. Trump's win is a consequence of you saying racist, sexist, homophobic. But that's not, he won for one reason and one reason only. Because 9 million social justice warrior, left-wing statist, liberal Democrats who showed up for Obama did not show up for Hillary Clinton. Now, why did those 9 million idiots, those 9 million useful idiots, not show up for Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I have no idea why they didn't show up for Hillary Clinton. Only they know. Only those 9 million people know why they did not show up for the cunt. And that's how Donald Trump becomes the president. Because you're so fucking lazy? I mean, my God, you fucking left-wing statist. For whom democracy and all, this is like, the focus of your life is going out and voting because you care and you've reached the point where you're so fucking lazy that 9 million of you didn't even go out and vote for your fucking Messiah. And because you're left-wing statist, are you going to take responsibility? No, of course not. You're not going to take responsibility for your failure. 9 million of you failed to show up to vote for Hillary Clinton. She lost the election. Is it your fault? No, of course not. It's because white men are racist. And this is why, for the first time ever in my life, I am considering abolishing friendships because of politics. I'm just fucking sick of it. I am considering quitting jobs because of politics. That is how much I fucking despise you. I'm fucking sick of it. You fucking faggot-ass left-wing statist, liberal Democrat, GOB, KKK, femistatist, fucking hate-filled goddamn fucking parasites. We're so fucking lazy. You couldn't even get off your asses and go vote for your fucking cunt Messiah. 9 million of you, too fucking stoned and stupid to vote for your fucking cunt. And why did your cunt lose? Because white people are racist. It's never anything to do with you, is it? It's never your fault. It's always the fucking patriarchy. The most unfortunate thing about this election, the most unfortunate thing, is that Donald Trump is not going to build concentration camps. The second most unfortunate thing is that you are not going to move to Canada. You're not. You talked about it, but you're not going to go to Canada. You're going to stay right here, and you're going to be a fucking parasite, because moving to Canada would involve doing work. It would involve you actually getting off of your fucking ass and doing something. You couldn't even fucking show up to vote for your fucking cunt. You're going to move to Canada? No, you're not. You're a fucking lazy, worthless parasite. You're a piece of shit. Evolution and natural selection say that you should be dead. You're not moving to Canada. Shut the fuck up. Looking at the exit polls, which I think are mostly meaningless, in exit polls, I think people say, and I'm not saying the exit polls are completely invalid, but I think there's a large margin of error. Because exit polls, you're talking to another person, you're going to say what you think people around you want to say. The example I always give is, there were probably a significant number of men who went into the thing and voted for Donald Trump, and they came out, and the exit pollster says, "Will you tell me how you voted?" And he says, "Yes." He says, "Did you vote for Trump or Clinton?" And his wife is standing there, and he said, "Oh, I voted for Clinton." So I think exit polls are less valid than many other opinion polls, and I'm not going to repeat myself. I've gone through this over and over. Why opinion polls are worthless, how to lie with statistics. That's the name of the book. It's available on Amazon.com. How to lie with statistics. If you have not read it, then don't fucking talk to me about statistics. I was looking at some exit polls, and I just noticed this one right before we started the cast. Religion, Protestants, 60% Donald Trump. Catholics, 52% Donald Trump. Mormons, 61% Donald Trump. You know, I disagree with Mormons about a lot of things, but I've talked about it before. I can get along with Mormons just fine. I know you can't, but that's because you're racist, sexist, and Mormon phobic. Other Christian, 55% Donald Trump. Jewish, 71% Hillary Clinton. Boys and girls, stereotypes are stereotypes for a fucking reason. Jews, exterminated by Adolf Hitler. Step number one, gun control. Take the guns away from the Jews so they can't defend themselves. Jews, 71% for Hillary Clinton. Gun control. Let's take guns away from people so they can't defend them. Guys, Jews, listen to me. There's stereotypes about you for a reason. I know it's because I'm racist, sexist, and homophobic. It's because I'm anti-Semitic. Right? That's why 71% of Jews voted for Hillary Clinton, because I'm anti-Semitic. Yeah, you keep making those fucking excuses. See where that gets you. Oh, wait, it's actually going to get you rich. Because you and the alien lizard people who live under Denver International Airport control the world. The stereotypes exist for a reason. You can call me names all day long. Go ahead, call me anti-Semitic. Here, I'll wait. Go ahead, call me anti-Semitic. Great. 71% of you still voted for Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump is still the president. You better learn how to fucking distinguish between your goddamn emotional reactions and reality, because reality doesn't give a fuck about your emotions. Muslim, not applicable. Really? So it says here that Muslims were 1% of the voters, but they don't have any data on whether the Muslims voted for Clinton or Trump. I find that slightly interesting. No, no religion. 15% of voters apparently were not religious. 68% of them voted for Clinton. Again, the stereotype as of atheist as left-wing statist. It's there for a reason. I love some of these, just like party identification. Did you know that 89% of Democrats voted for Hillary Clinton? Whoa, no fucking way. Really? Jesus fucking Christ. Like, this is... Oh, and of course we have the education and the income. We know how this went, of course, right? White people. Now, we got two different polls here, too. Let me do this one. White college graduate women, 51% Clinton. Non-white college women. Wait, no, so I'm reading this wrong. White non-college women. You see, the stupid women, the women who didn't go to college and get indoctrinated with social justice, 62% Trump. White college graduate men, 54% Trump, because of course they're all racist, because they're white, and they're rapist, because they're men. And of course, white non-college men, 72% Trump. You know, those men who didn't go to college and do unimportant things in our society that stupid people do, like build the roads, plumbing, electrical work, construction, garbage collection. You know, all those things that you look down on because they don't sit in an air-conditioned cubicle like you do and because they don't have a fucking PhD in goddamn young adult fucking climate change fiction. That I'll talk about that in the future. That I heard that. That's a real thing. There's a fucking person. It's a fucking woman, of course. She has a PhD in young adult climate change fiction. And I guarantee you, that stupid cunt, she can't figure out how Donald Trump won. Okay, your fucking educations are worthless. Yes, white men who didn't go to college and have jobs, the people who actually keep the United States of America and society functioning, the people who make sure that when you flush your toilet, the waste actually goes away. Yes, those people voted for Donald Trump. But 70% of rich Jewish lawyers voted for Hillary Clinton. Can't figure out why there's a stereotype about Jews. Now, the stereotype about white men who didn't go to college, see, that stereotype is perfectly okay. But if we stereotype other people, well, that's racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semitic. That's why Donald Trump won, because we're tired of this. Those of us who are white, heterosexual men with jobs, we're fucking tired of hearing you fucking blame us for every goddamn problem in your life. That and your own laziness, the 9 million fucking left-wing statists who are too fucking lazy to show up and vote, too stoned to show up and vote, too stupid. Maybe there's 9 million people who looked at Hillary Clinton and saw her for what she is. Maybe that's what happened. I'll be the first to tell you I would have a difficult time believing that 9 million left-wing statists could pull their heads out of their asses. I don't even know what kind of proof you could show me that would convince me of that. Because I don't think you're smart enough to recognize Hillary Clinton for what she is. But maybe that's what happened. We'll never know. We know one thing, and we know one thing for certain. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. And you said it couldn't. I said it couldn't happen. Not because I didn't think Trump was capable. I thought that you social justice warriors and left-wing statists and fucking sociopaths and parasites, I thought that at this point you outnumbered those of us who work for a living so greatly that we had not a chance. And you do outnumber us. And that's the thing. You outnumber us. And yet you lost because you have become so fucking lazy and so fucking entitled. You couldn't even stop smoking dope long enough to go and vote for your fucking cunt. You're pathetic. You're absolutely fucking pathetic. Everything about you is pathetic. You should be dead. The only reason you're alive is because the government is sending you welfare checks. Income under 30,000, 53% Clinton. Poor people vote Democrat. There's a shock. 30,000 to 49,000, 51% Clinton. Once you get over 50K a year, it's 50% Trump, 48% Trump, 49% Trump, 48% Trump. $250,000 a year or more, 48% Trump, 46% Clinton. If Democrats hate rich people so much, why did 46% of rich people vote Democrat? Different education poll, high school or less, 51% Trump. Some college, 52% Trump. College graduates, 49% Hillary. Postgraduate, 58% Hillary. Because see, again, you college people, you're so smart. Oh, you're so smart. You voted for Hillary. You were with her. Oh my God. But shouldn't you be moving to Canada? Guys, I'm serious about this. When you see the people you know who voted for, ask them when the fuck they're going to Canada. Since the election, I've gone to work. I've gone to some of my jobs, and I'm going to talk about that because I wrote down some quotes. I have not yet seen in person any of my left-wing statist friends. I'm going to see them on Monday. The first things I'm going to say is, when the fuck are you going to Canada? And you know what? If I dissolve these friendships on Monday night, I'm fine. I'm done. I'm fucking sick of being told that I'm a racist. I'm sick of you fucking left-wing pieces of shit using white people are racist as an excuse for everything. I'm just fucking sick of hearing it. Just fucking sick of your goddamn whining, your laziness, your stupidity, your dope smoking, your entitlement. Get off your fucking asses and do something. You don't like the Electoral College? What did you do about it for 8 fucking years? Nothing. You don't like Donald Trump being president? Where were the fucking 9 million of you? What the fuck were you doing instead of voting? Smoking dope? Trying to figure out what fucking gender you are? On the internet, looking for fucking people on YouTube that you could report for racism and get them banned? I mean, what the fuck were you people doing? Pack your shit and fucking go to Canada. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Race and gender. There are no surprises done. There is not a single fucking surprise here. White men, 63% Trump. White women, 53% Trump. Not a single surprise there. No surprises anywhere else either. Black men, 80% Clinton. Black women, 94% Clinton. Not a single surprise. Latino men, 62% Clinton. Latino women, 68% women. Others. You others don't matter enough to the liberal Democrats to get your own categories. 61% Clinton. Zero surprises. Zero. This is exactly how we knew this would go down. Also in the category of no surprises, age. 18 to 24, 56% Clinton. 25 to 29, 53% Clinton. 30 to 39, 51% Clinton. 40 to 49, 50% Trump. 50 to 64, 53% Trump. 65 or older, 53% Trump. Younger they were, the more likely they were to vote Democrat. Older they are, more likely they are to vote Republican. Nothing new here. When you're young, you're stupid. There's nothing new here. Nothing new. When you're young, you're stupid. Okay. So I'm at one of my jobs and I'm having to listen to the left-wing statist and the meltdowns. Oh my God, the meltdown. It was just fantastic. So the little 20-year-old millennial girl comes in, and of course, I can't believe it happened. Because again, right, there's something occurred that doesn't make me feel good emotionally. It just can't possibly be true, because the entire cosmos is supposed to revolve around my emotional comfort. As George Carlin said, let's remember this, folks. George Carlin said it, and he said it brilliantly. I could never say it better. It's called democracy. It's called government. You wanted a master? You've got a master. It's that simple. How did this happen? It happened because you want a master. You want a government. You want someone to tell you what to do, because you're too fucking stupid and lazy to make your own goddamn choices in life. That's how this happened. It also happened because the state has circumvented natural selection, and inferior people like you are alive. If all the inferior people were dead, there would be no government, because superior people don't need a government. And she said, well, it's women and minorities that need to be worried. Oh, no, but was her refrain? Yes, worried was the word. It's women and minorities that need to be worried. I have a question. Now, we've done this before on the global warming thing, so let's take a similar track. Say you're standing in the middle of the road, and you're standing on the train track, because cars can swerve. You're standing on the train tracks. There's a train coming towards you. And the train is moving towards you, and you see it, you hear it, you can feel the vibrations. You have multiple sensory data coming in, telling you there is a train coming towards you. And you, now you're a left-wing statist, so I know you're not very smart, but let's pretend you're a really, really, really smart liberal Democrat, and you can figure out that because you're standing on the train tracks and the train is on the train tracks, the train is going to hit you. Let's say I know some of you think that the train may or may not be there, just like you may or may not be a boy or a girl. But let's say you're smart enough to figure out the train is going to hit you. If you stay on the tracks, because the train is coming towards you and the train is really there. If you're truly worried about the train hitting you, wouldn't you get off the railroad tracks? If you say to me, oh, great one, I'm really worried this train is going to hit me, but you just keep standing there on the railroad tracks because, I don't know, you're lazy, you're stupid, you're stoned, you're entitled, you've gotten an award for everything in your fucking life. You think somebody else should come and get you off of the railroad tracks because, God forbid, you should have to fucking do any work? Speaking of trains, I hear one coming. If you tell me you're worried about getting hit by the train, but you don't get your fucking fat, worthless, non-binary ass off of the railroad track? I have a hard time believing that you're really worried about the train. You're probably just saying you're worried about the train because you want attention and you want emotional validation and you're trying to virtue signal. The train is going by to reinforce my point. So when you say to me, it's women and minorities who should be worried about a Donald Trump presidency, well, unless I see you getting the fuck out, I'm not real convinced that you're all that worried, right? When the Nazis started taking over Germany, yeah, they gassed a lot of Jews, but there were a whole lot of Jewish people who looked and they said, holy fuck, we got to get the fuck out of here. And you know what they did? They got the fuck out. Because while 70% of Jews voted for Hillary Clinton, 30% didn't. 30% of them aren't stupid. And it's probably about 30% that saw the Nazis coming, they got the fuck out of Germany. So, if you fucking women and minorities are so terrified of Donald Trump, are you getting the fuck out? Well, of course you're not, because that would involve work. You would have to actually get off your ass and fucking do something. You're just virtue signaling. You're just whining. You're just looking for attention. If you are not getting the fuck out, then shut the fuck up. Donald Trump is the president. Deal with it. There's 9 million of you who are too fucking lazy, stupid, and stoned to go vote. Welcome to the consequences. Shut up or get out. I can't understand how a woman could vote for Trump. Not every woman is a social justice warrior. Not every woman is a femistatist. Not every woman hates men. Again, this is coming from a 20-year-old girl who's never had sex, never had a boyfriend. Not all women hate men. Not all women are completely fucking ignorant of how economics work. Right? Again, why wouldn't women vote for Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton has a cunt. Of course women should vote for Hillary. Having a cunt is not a qualification to be president. This whole, my fucking God, the idea that women are supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton's a woman? You didn't hear anyone going around going, oh my God, I don't understand how men could vote for Hillary Clinton. Why Donald Trump has a penis and men have penises. I just can't understand how men could vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, I can't even form a coherent argument against this kind of nonsense because it's so fucking stupid. Again, this is the lesson. I can't understand how other people have a different worldview than I do. Because I believe in tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. How could other people possibly have a different worldview than me? This is what you fucking left-wing state. This is you, left-wings. This is your fucking worldview. Is this complete bafflement that other people have different opinions than you? You just can't understand it because you're so fucking stupid. You're just baffled that other people are different. While at the same time, you can't shut the fuck up about diversity as our strength. I'm so tolerant of other people and other cultures. I am so tolerant. And then the fucking Mangina, who owns the company, says, since Donald Trump is president, does that mean I'm supposed to walk around grabbing women's pussies? Yes, because as a left-wing statist, you don't know the difference between right and wrong. good or bad, proper behavior. You have no fucking intelligence of your own. Yes, you should do whatever the president of the United States tells you to do. Right now, Hussein Obama is the president. He kills Muslims with flying robots. So you should kill Muslims with flying robots also. When I say to you people that left-wing statists need a government to tell them the difference between right and wrong, just like right-wing statists, religious people, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Mormons, right? They all need a God to tell them the difference, right? Why is it wrong to kill people? Well, because God said so. So if God didn't tell you it's wrong to kill people, you wouldn't be able to figure that out? Left-wing statists need the government to tell them what's right and wrong, because on their own, they have no fucking clue. They have no idea. Yes, yes, you stupid fucking mangina. Because Donald Trump is the president, you should walk around and grab women's pussies. God forbid you figure out on your own whether or not you should grab women's pussies, because for you to figure something out on your own would require you to do some fucking work. And you're fucking lazy. At this place where I work, everyone there voted for Hillary Clinton except me. And the guy who owns it constantly talks to me about how lazy all the other employees are and how stupid and how incompetent they are. And it's like, okay. Now, he probably says the same thing about me behind my back. But the thing is, if he really sees everyone else there as stupid and incompetent and lazy as compared to me, which is what he has told me, is he capable of seeing a pattern there? No, of course not, because pattern recognition is not a skill that left-wing statists possess. Left-wing statists do not have sufficient pattern recognition to figure out that 8 years of calling white people racist, sexist, and homophobic has given them a Trump presidency. And that's why they're going to spend the next 4 years calling white people racist, sexist, and homophobic. Donald Trump is the president. Deal with it.